To the Multimedia Men podcast number 23. Michael Jordan's number.
Michael. Oh, jeez.
On the Wizards?
Y'all just like speaking like Mickey Mouse constantly. That's what I said to you all week.
All week? Seriously. Well, all I get is text from Brian.
Hey, fuck you, Connie.
Is that how I sound?
The no. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse won an Annie this week. Then,
so. What's an Annie?
It's the Animation Awards.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us more.
It's a woman.
We'll get to that.
Well, I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
Howdy, howdy.
Andrew Conway.
Yeah, that's correct.
Gwen Reyes.
Hi.
And Adam Conway.
What's up?
We are here. It's cold outside. It was nice in Dallas for the last few days, but now it's in the 20s. It's going to snow.
Thank God.
No, it's 37 outside, man.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's not even that cold.
It's raining, not snowing yet.
I'm excited about
the polar vortex.
It is colder here than where the Super Bowl for all those people who are bitching about it being cold.
You gotta have like a crumb shelf on your shirt.
Don't talk about it.
I'll get to it. It's like he can't even see it.
He has different levels of food he's saving for the podcast.
It's your underboob, not your overboob.
That's the best place to store food, apparently.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to Gwen for bringing 50 donut holes from Dunkin' Donuts.
For sure, welcome.
They're called Munchkins.
Yeah, they are Munchkins.
America runs.
But why do they still have a Christmas box?
You know, I don't. They actually sell Christmas donuts. Like that was a question that I was like,
Who doesn't like Christmas donuts?
Or no, I don't even think they were Christmas donuts.
Nobody.
They were Hanukkah donuts.
Yeah, they're definitely
blue. They were blue donuts.
What?
Blue like stars. And I was like,
we are eating the blueberry ones too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Those are fresh.
These are good.
They taste like blueberry.
They're good.
I've had about 30.
Good. I'm glad. Because you guys have to get down to the chocolate flavor.
That's right.
I can mix it
we have
up
to get down to the chocolate.
She keeps her chocolate and blueberry separate.
No, so not anymore.
It was because of the stupid kid that like did not understand the words I was saying when I ordered 50 Munchkins.
What?
That just sounds wrong.
Wait, you're saying Dunkin' Donuts hires, you know.
Idiots? Yeah, I did say that.
It is Black History Month.
No, he was black. He was a white kid.
Whoa.
Just right out with the race card on February 2nd. And let's also know that it is Groundhog Day today.
Yeah, 6 months of winter.
So Bill Murray is somewhere with us right now. Hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully.
Hopefully. So as usual, we do a top three list. This week we're doing movie trailers, the best movie trailers out there ever. And Andrew, why is that significant?
It is significant because actually this year is the 100-year anniversary of the movie trailer.
Shocking.
That's so cool.
Crazy, right?
100 years?
100 years.
Do you know what the first movie trailer was, Andrew?
Yes. In 1913, in November, a guy named Niles Garland created a short promotional video for a musical called Pleasure Seekers.
Ooh.
And it wasn't really anything big, but the first... From that, people got some ideas. They got some ideas.
Penny Arcade?
And the actual true physical movie trailer that was made for motion pictures was for a Charlie Chaplin film in 1914.
Called?
I don't know the name of that, but...
Thank you, Internet.
Thank you, Internet.
But now it's 2014, and it's 100
years
later.
Anniversary.
Stay on script.
Well, that's cool, man. I had no idea. So they were showing trailers 100 years ago. Crazy. So I guess I'll start out with the best movie trailers. I have 8, but I'm gonna But I'm not gonna mention them all.
And are these all ones?
That's like 5 honorable mentions.
Now, see,
are these ones you saw?
I'm not gonna mention them all.
This is what I was trying to figure out. Like, are these?
Oh, you just wrote down 8.
Are these the all time in your opinion?
Are the ones that
you actually saw in theater?
That's right.
All time, my opinion.
Okay.
Because I wasn't alive with someone.
I had that same argument.
So, okay.
Like, I never saw the Alien one.
I know.
Right?
Yeah,
that's on everyone's
list. But I'm sure that's, yeah.
It's on your list.
It's not mine. I said,
so I'll go with, I'll do three only, but I'm lumping two of them in together.
Two runner-ups.
Okay.
Do ten.
So my runner-up would be South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Nice.
It was that first where they had like all the computer animation and it said showed like Walt Disney like rolling over in his grave or whatever, and then they had it just made me want to see that so
was
badly.
Saddam and the Devil in the trailer?
Yes, Saddam and the Devil. It's That's so good. Hilarious. I really liked it, and
then
I remember seeing that. I really want to. And then my my other runner up is Cloverfield. I remember seeing that and just. For the whole time that was being marketed, trailer, you never saw the monster, and you still didn't until you saw the movie. And it was,
same with Godzilla.
Man,
Godzilla!
Godzilla was like that.
I remember on Godzilla, the DART bus in Dallas, they had like signs that said, his foot is as big as this bus. It was a great marketing campaign, I thought.
And the movie was terrible.
But yeah, Cloverfield was good, though. And man, that trailer was good. So,
of all the Abrams ones, that might be his most... Because, I mean, compared to like Super 8... There's not a lot revealed. I love that Cloverfield one.
Yeah, Cloverfield's really good. And then I guess, moving on, every Lord of the Rings trailer, 1, 2, and 3, so bad. Especially the second one with the Lux Aeterna theme to it. Oh, man.
Orgasm.
Yeah.
So good. And then I'm going to have to go... my number one of all time is The Shining, is the blood and the elevator.
We knew you were going to pick that one.
Because, no, they don't make trailers like that. And it's so creepy and it makes me want to see the movie so badly.
What about Dr. Strangelove's trailer?
No, it would be, it was a tie between Clockwork Orange and Eyes Wide Shut. I like both those trailers so much. I love watching them.
You're
invited to a party.
Well, there's like almost no talking in any of his trailers, of Kubrick's trailers. It's just, there's The Shining is that one shot that has the actors, and The Shining in a Clockwork Orange is just like, real fast snippets that have like the words sardonic and crazy, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. And Eyes Wide Shut, man, just did a bad thing song. And just like, oh my God, I want to see that movie so badly. And I love that movie. Best Christmas movie ever. But yes, those are my favorite movie trailers.
We did actually debate.
My favorite movie trailers. I'm going to pass it over to Gotti. Gotti, best movie trailers for you.
Well, you did steal my Cloverfield. That made my list too, because I love that Cloverfield one, because it looked like it could be anything. I mean, the movie didn't necessarily live up. It wasn't bad, but it didn't live up to necessarily the trailer.
Well, it was so awesome because it was, with a name like Cloverfield, you really thought like it was going to be like a romantic drama period piece, maybe? And then when you saw the...
Or like a military film.
But when you saw like the Statue of Liberty head fall, you're just like, dude, what is happening?
I was amazed by
it. You had no idea.
I was thinking...
I think Abrams
had been done before.
Of
Ghostbusters 2, come on. Come on.
Well, Abrams has a great history. Super 8 also was one of my kind of honorable mentions because I think that brought back Goonies and
that teaser trailer was good with the train crashing and boxcar. Well,
Super 8's on my list. So
what about
good for you? High five.
You know the first his Star Trek trailer was pretty good. I thought
the first one, not necessarily
the first one.
Cumberbatch, yeah, I loved it too. But
okay.
Like another director that kind of does trailers really well has always been Christopher Nolan. And I think that
I know what
you think I'm going Batman, I'm not.
What?
Batman obviously
Inception.
Inception's trailer though blew my mind. I had no idea what the hell was gonna happen or what the hell they were talking about.
Okay.
And it just blew my mind like, okay, where is he going with this and why the hell is this movie?
I don't remember
Batman?
The trailer for that.
It was just.
Oh, you don't? It was amazing.
I just
remember that scene when they finally show
the
city
house
rolling over.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I
didn't
see this.
The Hans
right
Zimmer's
now.
Just music that.
It's that dark.
Everyone's slowly getting more and more predominant.
I love the opening. It's just that ocean wave. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, what the hell? Where are we? And I love Dark Knight. I think everyone's going to bring that one up too.
The ocean.
But the ocean in Inception is incredible. But I love that trailer. So that is, I guess, number two. But number one, I kind of, because I think sci-fi, horror are always the best trailers. Like, comedy's kind of tough to get because it can look really stupid. But really tough is drama or, like, if you want to do a period piece or something that showcases a film that's not trying to tease you with something.
Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah, exactly. Like, trailers are always goofy or they don't seem to fit what the movie ends up being. But this trailer, I think, encapsulates all that the film was about, and that was There Will Be Blood.
And
that trailer was just...
Which one?
The one where it's him and his kid mainly, and you see all the sequences with him. I think it was the second one.
Where they're doing, where it's the sermon.
Yeah.
And then it's intercutting all of those shots, and it's just the whole sermon scene. I love that one still.
Well, I think it sets up that whole business versus God battle that the whole movie is about. And it also sets up, like, father-son coming in all the trailers. And that, to me, blew me away, because I didn't think you could, you know, you could do that type of film justice with a trailer. You're either going to ruin it, or you're going to tease it in a way that makes it seem like not what it's supposed to be.
It had, like, the perfect combination of not giving you too much and enticing you to come and watch it. Like, I thought the trailer
giving you a turn about the character, like, you're not sure who this guy is. Because in the movie, you know who he is by a certain point. And he never deviates from it, but the trailer's incredible. So that's my favorite trailer. I think it's the best trailer. Sweet. Or...
I drink it up.
Could be.
Maybe. There you go.
So that's you have like a runner-up or something?
I have a runner-up because I think it... I mean, it's probably the most talked-about trailer I remember as a kid. The Matrix. When I was in high school, blew me the hell away.
I like Part 2.
Just the green...
Trailer 2.
Trailer for Part 2 is... damn good.
Yeah.
Misleadingly amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, the movies didn't live up to it as much. They were good, but they weren't. That trailer looked like this shit's going to blow up the universe.
I think is really interesting about the argument of like trailers versus films is that it's so exciting when you see a trailer and the movie actually lives up to how good the trailer is. And then other times when you're like... Oh,
see, that makes a trailer more memorable for me, though, is when it doesn't live up. You're like, why couldn't the movie be like the trailer?
Wait, so is your list a bunch of bad movie quality trailers?
Yes.
For the most part.
I'm interested by that.
Yes, for the most part.
I think the movies have lived up to the trailer.
I got some of your
movies you hate.
Why don't you take it over? Why don't you tell us what these bad movie quality
trailers are. So my two runner-ups are actually two of your favorite movies from last year.
Why are you picking on me, asshole?
First runner-up is the third movie in a trilogy, Dark Knight Rises. That trailer, like after the second movie, everyone was just blown away.
The second
with
movie,
what Christopher
one
Nolan
was
could
better.
Do. The Christopher Nolan could do. No.
Dark Knight was freaking flawless.
The trailer, yeah, it was the movie was flawless.
But it's the trailer,
and the trailer for the third
trailer.
Film wrapping everything up. The
Joker trailer where it just shows reveals up.
That's
him
on my list
in the jail cell.
Yeah.
It's half the trailer. Brilliant.
All it is, on his... but the the third trailer of
Nice
and Rises.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapping up the whole thing and just the Catwoman and sort of talking about why he doesn't owe anything to the city. It's just
the music.
Epic.
The music is amazing.
You know, the music building it up.
Can't go wrong with Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everything.
But I still think that the first teaser that we got where it's just, you know, Commissioner Gordon sitting in the hospital bed saying what is going on, and you see the clips.
That got me excited.
That was like, for me, I was so
definitely
excited about that.
Definitely. That's why Dark Knight Rises.
Because I didn't think it would go after him.
So it's definitely a runner up. And then my other runner up was your favorite film from last year, Man of Steel.
Ugh.
The trailer was amazing. It made you 10 times better than the film, completely. The trailer made you tear up like, watching it. It's just like, you know, they use the girl, you know, any girl singing, you know, opera. Like, they pretty much took, like,
is that
Gladiator.
Really what it, go ahead and sing it again?
But I'm like, what was the one where it was the kids' choir singing it, and it was, like, horrific? Was that
Social Network.
That
but
was
don't you
one.
Think Interstellar
was, good
is
right.
a better,
a trailer.
Interstellar now is a better trailer than that one? That uses the same type of,
you need to come now.
I don't know. Man, I feel,
you don't like
no,
Interstellar?
I feel, it's okay. You were the same way. When you watch that Man of Steel trailer, you're like, I'm in.
Oh,
I'm
totally
going to
watch
this thing.
Until I read who directed
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
I
can't
right,
wait.
Yeah.
Make it some high.
I just, yeah. It
I can't wait until we get to Superman versus
definitely,
Batman
definitely
in the news
you,
and we discuss this shit properly.
We're excited.
But I love you.
My number so three excited, is another Zack Snyder great Watchmen.
That was a
good
trailer.
That
trailer
was
awesome.
Smashing
the
Pumpkins
trailer is great. All his trailers.
I hate
them.
The Smashing Pumpkins song he used,
like
Smashing Pumpkins song, and just the way he elevated the actual trailer, it drew you in, made you want to watch it. The film wasn't that, you know, that was probably, I feel, one of Zack Snyder's better movies for sure.
Easily.
But yeah, so that was definitely
That's like saying better movies of shitty movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not Brett Ratner, but...
He's no Paul W.S. Anderson.
And Horizon was like...
But, you know, watch
a good trailer. Why not?
It's on Netflix.
Number two...
In kids' films.
Is a Spike Jonze film, Where the Wild Things Are.
Damn it, that's on my list, too.
We all are twins.
Great trailer.
It's because I played for you last night.
I like that we have, like, a 5-year memory.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it also has a lot of meaning because, you know, you think of your childhood, and it was great how they sort of introduced the characters to you because, you know, it starts off with Maurice
Sendak.
That's the name
of the author.
That's the name of the monster.
Elliot is the name of the kid.
No, the main...
Max?
Tony Max Soprano. Is the name of the kid. Sorry, yes. I'm thinking of E.T.
I was like, Elliot?
I don't know. James Gandolfini. Oh, yeah. What's his name? I'll think about it. But it starts Tony off with Soprano. Max in the hands of a beast, and you slowly get more and more of all the different beasts on the island, and just the music that's playing in, and just the beautiful cinematography. It just builds up and makes you reminisce over childhood, but also... Just get real excited about that.
I don't wake up, but I want to show you something.
That was a great impression. I'm like, child toucher, run away.
Stranger danger.
I have to nuts myself first.
But yeah, so.
Creepy.
And then my.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one that sort of didn't live up to the potential was the extended trailer for Cloud Atlas.
Oh, I love that.
That
one.
Was one of my favorites. Still one of my favorites.
It is so good.
Love that movie.
The Cloud Atlas set
too.
Once you just accepted that there was not going to make any sense in that movie, it was just a delight.
Yeah,
it
the
was
terrible
3-hour delight.
The only part that was
terrible
good was,
dialogue for Tom Hanks
was Ben
Weir. Up in the fa-fa place.
Ben Wishaw. Yeah, that's the,
that was the only part of that was going to work.
That was the main part of the actual trailer too, is because it was pretty much they used sort of his story as the basis because the song and everything was so they built off that and then just showed. You know, there was a few good lines from Halle Berry too, but like it was from like the actual parts in the movie that had made no sense. They're like, okay, she's in the '70s and she's reading letters. Why is she reading these letters? Oh, and there's Tom Hanks. But it just it fell apart a little bit. But man, the trailer just made you want to. It was powerful.
Wait, I have to go back in time. Are you saying that Where the Wild Things Are was a bad movie with a good trailer?
No, that one's actually...
That was just the first two.
Okay.
But this is a return to
that. Terrible movie.
Okay, terrible
movie.
Cloud Atlas is
I liked Cloud Atlas.
I liked Cloud Atlas.
Did you see Cloud Atlas? How is that a great movie?
Yes, I do.
You know, the thing about Brian is Brian says it's a great or it's a shit. It's never... There's no gradient.
That's not a good film either. That's not a good film.
It's good.
Flat out, not
overall,
a good
overall, it's a good film. There's definitely a lot of elements that doesn't bring it all together
for
you.
That I can
but you can get behind.
Oh,
just a lot of the elements.
Like,
of all the films, not watch
all of the.
I want the pirate scene.
I don't know. Third Matrix is kind of bad.
Tom Hanks pirate scene.
I think it's
I'd rather
than
watch.
Good.
I'd rather
than
watch
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer is
love story.
Yes.
Speed Racer.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, so that's my list. Gwen, what do you got?
If Tom Hanks wasn't in the movie,
going back to one of the films. Going back to kind of like the atmospheric beauty. That was Where the Wild Things Are. Because a lot of you guys mentioned ones that I like too. Because I as well have a 5-year memory. I can't remember what trailers I saw yesterday.
That came out.
These were all from last year.
Yeah.
And it sucks because we usually see trailers before they're in the theaters.
Well,
so
I also sometimes I don't like to watch trailers because.
Ruins a movie.
I just want to go in and see what I'm going to watch and then I don't care. But like I agree, Interception is a great.
Interception.
Amazing.
The Joe Mantegna story.
Inception.
Super Bowl Sunday.
I love that first trailer for that first teaser trailer for Inception. I also really loved the Star Trek, even though the movie was a disappointment. The Star Trek Into Darkness for the international trailer, where it's just Benedict Cumberbatch's voice.
That's why you like
describing it, and it's like
because the movie should have been that.
It should have been that.
The movie was good. Was
awesome. We need more Benedict.
I think another example of something like that is the Brave trailer where it just
Pixar's Brave
where it shows you what you think the film is going to be about, and then the film is nothing like what the trailer suggested because the trailer was just the first 5 minutes of the movie. That's bullshit. But my favorite trailer that I can remember is the 2012 Wuthering Heights remake.
Ooh.
That is beautiful.
The horsebacks where they're
and it's it has a Mumford and Sons song over it called "The Enemy" that is just wrenching, and you just see these beautiful clips of like wheat fields
horses' asses.
And moors.
Wow,
and just,
I didn't expect that one.
It's a beautiful trailer. It's very atmospheric.
Interesting.
It's one of those shows that I would watch over and over and over again because it's just, it would make me cry.
That's why I didn't say
it. Cool. That's one where the movie does live up to the trailer. Through most of it.
Yeah, because the trailer's really slow, as is the movie, and then the last 2 seconds of it are punch you in the face.
Which it should be.
Sweet. Well, it's definitely one that's not on anyone else's list. I need to go check that trailer.
I love that movie.
I haven't seen that trailer.
And it's a great trailer.
I love trailers, man.
I do too.
Great trailer.
And we're finally at Adam Conway.
Yes.
Best movie trailers for you.
A lot of mine have been said, but let's see. I want to mention this, a couple honorable mentions. My favorite comedic trailer I've seen recently was the trailer for the first Anchorman.
He did
such a good job of setting up the whole atmosphere of the movie, and it did live up to the trailer, especially the Anchorman fight. I don't really watch, or I'm a fan of horror movies, but The Strangers trailer was such a good trailer. The movie was just okay to me.
Is that the Liv Tyler one?
Yeah.
I love that
movie. It was such a creepy trailer.
It was a creepy trailer.
What was it about?
It was just...
It's a couple that gets taken hostage. This is not the Aaron Paul one.
That's a different one.
But they get taken hostage by these
People in masks.
Yeah, three people in masks.
But they don't, in the trailer, don't see the people.
Yeah, you don't.
You do towards the end, but
towards the end, but it's
flash.
Just
there's
a
rape
flash.
Involved and feeling.
That trailer was creepy.
It was a really creepy trailer.
One of them had like a bag face? Or
yeah, one of them had a bag face. And like basically they asked, like, why us? Because you were home. That's like the end of the...
Because your father is who he is.
And then also, I had Super 8, the Super 8 trailer, the full one on my list.
That's another one.
And then I also had Man of Steel because it's such a good trailer. Then number two on my list would be Eternal Sunshine with Mr. Blue Sky as the song.
That's such a good trailer.
And it's a good movie, too.
I love that movie.
Good. So good.
Do you think that Jim Carrey's best movie?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite movies, so I would say yes.
It's in my top five.
I always forget that Jim Carrey was in that movie.
I love Truman Show also. Truman Show is such a good movie by Jim Carrey.
Truman Show is very
He gets lost in the character, that's why he's his best.
I did not care for Truman Show.
Why?
Who's it how?
Ed Norton's.
Is it because
of Laurel Linney? See you.
Most people hate him.
Good afternoon.
No, I like Laurel Linney. Laurel Linney introduces Downton Abbey, so she's always cool in my book.
And Vikings. Go on a trip with Vikings.
So what's your number one?
My number one is Sunshine, Danny Boyle Sunshine trailer. Such
so
an amazing trailer. And it does use Lux Eterna as
an underrated film.
I like Sunshine. I just didn't like that, the twist towards the end, but up until then it was great.
We should, since two people...
It was very Event Horizon-esque.
Two people did use Lux Eterna, we should just mention that was actually from a movie called Requiem for a Dream, which was a great trailer as well.
I also love pretty much any trailer that has...
song with that song could sell any trailer pretty much, and that just showed it. But the Lord of the Rings didn't need to sell a trailer, but Sunshine, man.
Well, then with Sunshine, we got the song that's used like in every trailer nowadays, the Agio in E Minor by John Murphy, which is such a good song.
We played that in your office. We kept naming all the movies.
It was recently just used for the X-Men Days of Future Past trailer, which was such a good trailer too. But Sunshine would be my number one trailer.
Well, sweet.
Trailer.
Those are our favorite movie trailers. Those are our movie trailers. We'll be posting these on our Facebook.
All the trailers?
Yes, we will. All the trailers.
We should find all the trailers.
All the trailers.
Every single trailer available.
All of them.
All of them making eggs.
And let us know what your favorite trailers are.
Yeah, let us know, because I'm sure we missed
it. You'll understand. I want all the eggs.
You'll be wrong, but, Gotti will respond personally to everyone's response.
Fuck you!